Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
This morning, we are joined by Rita Baliram. She's a resident, or was certainly a resident, of Kibbutz Neir Oz, one of the communities devastated in the October 7th attack. Rita's father was kidnapped by Hamas and taken to Gaza. Her story is personal, powerful, and emblematic of a pain that many are living through every single day. We speak to her not just to hear about the trauma, but also to hear about resilience, about hope, and about the urgent question of what now. Rita, a very good morning to you. As she apparently hasn't joined us yet, or we are having some challenges getting hold of her. We are going to be speaking to Rita in just a few moments, and we're going to be hearing about not only the experience, but what she thinks of the possibilities of the ceasefire and the return of the hostages. We've also got the sport with Louis Karpis and the Israel Report with Anthony Reich. Through all of this, we want to hear from you on 061-895-1019. That's the Kiffness, of course, that we were playing earlier. He is he's a character. He has been tremendously outspoken, and I think his music is awesome. And taking a look at some of your messages, Mark wants to know what we know about the missiles that were fired into Israel last night. Well, Anthony Reich will tell us about that. Michiel said, so glad you guys are back on FM. I can only listen to so much Radio Sonne Grenze. And a few of you saying the same thing. It is absolutely wonderful to be that we know we are back on FM. At Max says as well, welcome back, better than RSG. Okay, it's not about them, but you know what I mean. You know exactly what I mean. Either way, we are going to, in just a few moments, be talking to Rita. If you have questions for her, let me know. Let me know what you think that we should ask her. In the meantime, I do want to tell you about a boxer that is facing a furious backlash after sharing a vape with an orangutan at a zoo. True story. It's just unbelievable. An MMA fighter has sparked outrage online after posting footage of herself sharing her vape with an orangutan. Obviously very, very generous is Nastasia Luchinnikova, audaciously uploading a video on social media of her poking her pink e-cigarette through the fence so that this orangutan could share a puff. It is the outrage, huge, huge outrage. But I'm going to tell you a little bit about that a bit later. In the meantime, we are joined, as I've said, by Rita. Rita's story is she was a resident at Kibbutz Neir Oz, one of the communities devastated in the October 7th attack. Her father kidnapped by Hamas, taken to Gaza. Her story is personal, powerful, and speaks to the pain that many are living with every single day. We speak to her not just to hear about her trauma, but also about resilience, hope, and what now. Is there hope for this plan that Donald Trump seems to be pushing forward? Rita, good morning, and thank you. Thank you for taking the time to speak to us. Can you just give us a sense, what was life like on Kibbutz Neir Oz before October the 7th?
Oh, the life was like a paradise. 99% nine as a paradise, because we've been having rockets for over 20 years. But we were a community of 400 people. We love to celebrate holidays together. We had our dining, which was the diamond of the kibbutz. You had served breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And our amazing green gardens and my grandfather's cactus garden, Oded Lifshitz, may rest in peace. That was the biggest peace fighter that was murdered and kidnapped by Hamas. Yesterday, I went to picture the queen of the night is blooming one night in 24 hours. And yesterday, I saw by lunchtime, it's going to bloom in the night. There were 30 white.
Wow.
Amazing. It was really amazing.
So maybe it's a good sign. That. Maybe it's a sign for something to come.
It's a sign, yes. And I send them to grandma.
Yes.
You have it.
Right. And tell us what happened on that day, your experience through that, your father, and how everything changed.
About my parents-in-law when they were kidnapped and murdered.
Mm-hmm.
I was a very lucky one. I left the kibbutz 10 hours before Hamas entered. I was bringing back my granddaughter back to Tel Aviv, that she was with me for 7 days.
Right.
And I started my duty in the morning. I'm in charge of the area of the elder people when we got rockets. And this morning, it was not just about rockets. And it was a day of that. It's still like a horror dream that we don't really feel that this has happened, although we are in with it all the time. And when grandma came back after 17 days, that was the happiest day for us. And grandpa, he came back after 500 days in a coffin.
Mm.
Me and my son, we followed him in the coffin with the Bivas family.
Mm.
We had the youngest from my kibbutz, Kfir Bivas, 9 months young when he was kidnapped. And the only great-grandfather, Oded Lipschitz, that was kidnapped. And they came back in a coffin together. And this just says something about this 7th of October, this young child. He did no harm to anyone, and Oded Lipschitz, my father-in-law, he was a true friend to the Palestine people. And we still want peace with the Palestine people, not with Hamas terror. Although all this happened to us, we had 220 houses, only 6 houses Hamas did not enter. They destroyed our kitchen, dining room, our big factory of paint. And every morning we wake up as it was a horror dream. And after a few hours, we understand that it happened. And this is the way we wake up every morning. And we need all the hostages back from my kibbutz, Nir Oz. I had 76 family members that were kidnapped the 7th of October. And it's a really, really sad day for my community. So each 4 person was kidnapped or murdered the 7th of October, 25% of my community. And we are a big family together.
Hmm. Has anybody moved back? Are people trying to rebuild? And how do you rebuild? Do you keep monuments to what happened, memorials to what happened, or do you try and refresh completely so that you aren't living in a place with some terrible memories?
Yeah, listen, as I told you, Hamas went into almost all our houses. Mm. 80% of our houses are burned down by Hamas.
Right.
So we need to take all of them out and build new houses.
Right.
So now of the 20% of the houses that we don't rebuild them, we are organizing, fixing them, and we will bring 10 new houses. And we will be about 20 families that will come back by September, January, to start to give Nir Oz life. We are growing up our potatoes. We have the best potatoes in the world. As Gadi Moses,
yes,
that came back 8 years young after 500 days, he teach South America and Russia to grow up great potatoes. And we are so lucky that he came back. So this gave us a big power
a
and
boost.
Push.
Yeah, and, I mean, cause, yeah. And what a hero! What a hero!
What an amazing hero! Amazing hero! These are our grandmothers as well. Almost all our grandmothers were kidnapped, and they were back in the first hostage deal. And they are such a strong, amazing ladies. Those are the generation that build up the kibbutz, and that's the generation that wants to be back home to end their lives in this beautiful place. But we need the hostages back. We need this deal to happen so we can be full somehow. We are not full. Our half of our heart is with our family members that are still kidnapped by Gaza. There's supposed to be 20 alive.
Yes.
30
yes.
are not alive, but they need to be back home too.
Absolutely. This deal seems to have a little bit more depth to it. There's, you know, we've heard this before, and we keep going around and around with this, but somehow this feels a little bit different, that it is possible. Do you allow yourself the hope that this is going to be the deal that's going to bring everybody home?
You know, as you know, in South Africa and here as well, you know, we live with hope. You know, that's the way we can keep on going. We live with hope, because if you don't live with hope, so I think the whole world will not exist, you know, if we don't live with hope and good energies. And I hope that this will be an end now, and that we have Trump that is pushing. And as all the world knows, Trump is a good businessman. Mm-hmm. And he loves the surprise effect.
Yeah, he does. He takes advantage of that. So maybe, yeah, please God, it'll work. And maybe you've got to offer him some of the potatoes to sell.
Yes, yes, yes. We make a potato, you know. We make the big Strauss factory company in Israel. They buy our potatoes and they made the potato chips from it. Oh, I will tell your lady there to send me the address to your to your place, and I will put potato chips on the way to South Africa.
We would love that.
Great taste it is.
You know, maybe that's the way for world peace, is through potato chips. It probably is, you know.
Yeah, and everyone loves potato chips.
Exactly. So, Rita, please, God, this will work. Let me just ask you one question. What has kept you so hopeful, resilient, positive, sense of humor? How have you managed over the last 20 months?
I tell you, I'm working hard. I'm working for the food industry. I'm selling flavors.
Right.
So that there is a taste in a strawberry ice cream, because strawberries nowadays don't have any taste.
Right.
I sell the good taste of life. I sell the chemicals.
Right.
So I needed to go out to work immediately on Sunday. It's like the military. Mm-hmm. I need to produce it so you can produce food. So I work hard. I'm when I'm going down, I can cry. Mm-hmm. Like Friday, mm-hmm. my tears were rolling down. I also lost my phone and so many things, and losing my home. But I'm getting up. I put up the strength. And all we at Kibbutz Neir Oz, we also love beer, because we've been having rockets for 20 years. And the beer keeps us alive. Then you're just a half alcoholic.
I think you've hit on the secret of life. Beer, potato chips, food, yeah?
Yeah, and you know that beer, it has the most percent of magnesium.
Right, I didn't know that.
So it's very...
Yes.
Very good for you.
So it's a health drink. Instead of a smoothie, I can have a beer.
Yes. And I tell people, you know, that's what makes your energies up, because it's only to be a half alcoholic, you know, and not to drink too much. And also I keep my energies up. I go to people that are, when I'm in a certain mood, I go to people that gives me more energy. I do things, and also I have this help syndrome. When I can help, I put my energies up.
Absolutely incredible. Absolutely incredible. Rita, you are awesome, and we pray for everybody at Neir Oz. We pray for all of the families who have suffered. May they find healing and positivity and peace. That's the most important thing. Thank you for sharing your story with our listeners. Absolutely, absolutely incredible. I've got so many messages from people, from listeners, absolutely loving you and your positivity. Send me your thoughts, please, on 061-895-1019. That was Rita Balisram, who's a resident of Kibbutz Neir Oz, telling us her story.